keeping it relevant. It's the Joe Sikora Show. Join the conversation at 888-914-9149. That's 888-914-9149.
All right, a little bit later, we're going to talk about beating stress, losing guilt, and being happier. We're going to get to that. But right now, I want to talk about faking it. All right, do you just act tough because you're too afraid to actually say, hey, I'm kind of afraid here? It causes you a great deal of distress, and it could cause you your life when you're just faking it, when you're acting tough. You know, and I was reminded of this. I didn't know if I was going to play it because it was kind of tragic. But I, back when I was in the police academy, the second time, I went to two police academies. And I remember we were learning defensive tactics and weapons training. And there are these two guys. And I thought, well, I don't know if I should do this or not. But I was actually recording the session because I thought maybe there's something to learn here. And it really points out exactly what I'm talking about. You know, when you're just trying to act tough versus, you know, admitting sometimes when you're hurting. James, do you have that tape that I gave you from the police academy? Can you play that?
Now stand aside, worthy adversary.
'Tis but a scratch.
A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
Well, what's that then?
I've heard worse.
You liar.
Come on, you pansy.
Yeah, that was it. And it was tough. It was like, you know, the guy insisted on spending the rest of the day at the police academy. It's just a scratch, nothing to see here, no problem. But that's what happens. Later on, he actually died. He did. It was a tragic story. That was back in my police academy days. Pretty sure. I could be wrong. That's what I thought. Anyway, that's my recollection. I'm standing by it. But I have a question for you. Are you just acting tough? Where in your life are you actually afraid, but you're unwilling to admit it? What would be the problem of actually admitting your insecurities? I'm the best. No, you're not. That's that fake exterior. What's actually going on inside? Because if you're always acting like I'm the best, then you're not going to reach out for support and help when it's necessary. We all need help. God created us to live in relationship. What about this? Here's a clue that you might be acting tough. And this is a big one. You think failure isn't an option. Do you ever go into something that's like, well, I'm going for that job interview? Yeah. You got anything else backed up in case it doesn't work well? Nope. I actually told my boss to, well, you know, he could go straight to the hot place because I'm getting a new job. So I burned all those bridges and now failure is not an option. You sure that was a good idea? Oh, yeah. All my eggs, one basket, you know. What happens when you think failure is not an option? There's a good chance if you think that failure is not an option, you might not actually get out and try to do something. Instead, you're just going to show off. I can do this. Not a problem. People, when they think that failure is not an option, usually they're less likely to try something new. Because if failure is not an option, you're only going to do what is only certain in your life. And life is adventurous. God has called you to a life of adventure, to take risks, to step out. And yet so often you think, no option, can't do anything. Look, the obstacles that you encounter, the letdowns, the failures, those are stepping stones to success. You got to learn to bounce back from setbacks. Failure is an option. You will fail. You will struggle. The question is, will you learn from that? You know, so often you just say, it's only one way for me. It's all or nothing. Really? All or nothing. Nothing else. You know what? Anyone who tries to live by his own effort, Paul speaks about this in Galatians. He goes, you try to do it on your own, independent of God, doomed to failure. You look at your own life and say, I've got it all together. Never fail. You're actually guaranteeing failure. What about your self-worth? depending on other people. It's actually a sign of weakness to say, what do you think about me? Well, what do you think about me? Do you think that was good? Do you think I should do this? Well, what if I... No, wait, let me explain myself. Sometimes you just got to say, look, I am who I am. And I'm not going to be overly concerned with what it is that you think about me. Because my self-worth doesn't depend on what you think of me. Real strength isn't about being worried about proving anything. Real strength is about saying, this is who I am. You know, and when you recognize that your self-worth comes from yourself and not from other people, then you can be free to live as God wants you to live. Because a lot of people, you might get into a room, a party, a school, and they're going to say, oh, those Christians, they're so crazy. They're so yesterday. Those Catholics. Yeah, you say. Yeah, I know, I hear you. Hey, wait a minute, I saw you. You went into that Catholic church. No, not me. I'm with you, man. That's exactly like the conversation that Peter had when Jesus was handed over to be crucified. Hey, you, Peter. You know him. You're with the Galilean. Me? Uh-uh. No, not me. Now, Peter wasn't denying Jesus because he wanted to be in with the in crowd. But Peter was denying Jesus because he didn't have enough belief. He didn't have that sense of being able to stand up. He was worried, of course, what other people were thinking about him. Well, of course, because it could mean death for him as well. But see, for you to live out your faith, you're going to have to be willing to stand apart and get your sense of acceptance and self-worth, not from other people and what they think about you, but from God. You know, because fear keeps you closed in, fear of disappointing somebody else. I just want to look good. And I want everyone to like me. And because I need everyone to like me, I'm not going to take this chance and go out on a limb and try something new or speak about my faith because they might not like me. Well, when you do that, you disappoint God. Am I yelling a lot tonight, James? I'm sorry. You pulling your headphones up? It's like, all right, Sikora's worked up. That's okay. Remember the parable of the talents? The servant was given talents, right, from the master. And the master, I'm going to cut to the chase, the master is God, and the servant is you and me. And the master gave you talents, and him talents, and her talents. And then the master went away, and he came back and said, all right, guys, what'd you do with your talents? And she said, Lord, I doubled, quadrupled. I took what you had given me, and unafraid, I worked, I invested, I wasn't afraid of what other people said, and I worked for you, for your glory, and here you go. Look at the bounty, look at the blessings. Yeah, good job. What about you? Oh, Lord, I did the same. I worked really hard. I took chance. I took risks. Yeah, I didn't look too good in front of other people. I knew that if I actually lived out this adventurous life you were calling me to, I might fall, but I took the chance. Oh, okay. You and her, you guys stand together. What about you, young man? Huh? Yeah, what'd you do? Oh, nothing. Huh? Well, Master, I know you have high standards, and I know you hate careless ways. You demand the best, make no allowances for, you know, and so I was afraid. So I found a good hiding place, and here's your money back. Every penny. You gave me 100, here's 100 back. Safe and sound. And it was fear. And the master was furious. Get rid of this, play it safe. And God is looking at you. And he's asking you the same question. Are you afraid of what it is they're going to say about you? Or are you going to take these gifts? Are you just playing it safe? Because I don't need anybody to play it safe. I need you to risk. I need you to take a chance. I need you to stand up. Your faith will challenge your idea about appearances. And God sees behind the appearances. You might think, I got to look good in front of all these people. I self-assured, confident. God goes, nah, I'm looking at the heart. And he said, if you're honest in the small things, if you confess your weakness, I'll come in, I'll help you out. I'm not going to abandon you. But if you're honest in these little things, you're going to be honest in the big things. And Jesus blasted the Pharisees. Why? Well, they're money obsessed. And they're rolling their eyes at Jesus. Oh, gee, you're so out of touch. And Jesus looked and he goes, you are masters at making yourself look good in front of other people. But God sees behind the appearances. You're faking it. You think you're holy. You think you're strong. You think you know it all. It's a mask. And I see it. Are you acting tough? Where in your life? You're actually kind of afraid but unwilling to admit it. Maybe that's exactly what you need to do so God can say, oh, you're weak. No problem. You acknowledge it. Let me move in. But if even with God you're saying, I've got this one, Lord. Yeah, don't worry about it. I'm good. What does God do? What can God do? God doesn't force himself on you. He said, okay, you want it your way? You got it your way. Calls you to live in freedom. But sometimes actually admitting weakness, your need for God, your need for other people is exactly what you have to do. Are you tough? Or are you just faking it? 888-914-9149. 888-914-9149. I would say a clue that you might be faking it, you're just acting tough, is you suppress your emotions. Men don't cry. Oh. Okay. Really? Sometimes tough guys, not real men who are strong. I don't feel anything. I'm fine. Really, you're hiding the sadness, the fear, the excitement, all of the host of emotions that God has given you. But the only emotion tough guys can express is anger. Is that you? Suppressing what it is you feel? Maybe it's time to stop faking it and be strong. 888-914-9149.
Follow Joe on Twitter at Joe Sikora Show. Email Joe at joe@relevantradio.com.